The Blue Mountains Council has rejected opening up the Alice Street Road allowance for access to a proposed severance. At its meeting on December 16, Council voted unanimously to reject a land use agreement between the town and a private property owner for the use of the unopened portion of the Alice Street Road allowance in Thornbury to be used to access a proposed severance. The issue generated plenty of community concern, and at the meeting more than a dozen local residents spoke or had their comments read to Council opposing the concept. The proposal would have seen the town grant permission to a private landowner to open up a portion of Alice Street for road access and servicing of a single lot severance. The road allowance is now used as a short access point to the very popular Beaver River Trail. The proposed severance is currently before the town's Committee of Adjustment for a decision. In August, the committee deferred a decision on the matter in order to give the town the opportunity to review the proposed land use agreement for Alice Street. A severance for the property had been approved several years ago, but it lapsed after 2 years when all the conditions were not met. Numerous citizens expressed concerns about the loss of trees on the road allowance and the possibility of the trail being damaged by the road being opened. Adam Smith, the town's director of planning and development services, brought the proposed agreement before council for consideration. He said, "Based on the volume of community concern, this was an issue that should be decided by council." In his report, Smith noted that the Alice Street Road allowance was one of three potential access points. If council chose to deny usage of Alice Street, the proponent could also seek to upgrade the Wellington Street Road allowance in the area, or seek an easement over the front half of the property for an access. "The key point, as it relates to this application, is that alternatives do exist," said Smith. Members of council were not in favor of disrupting the Beaver River Trail access. "It is a well-established trail. It is used by people in that community," said Cown. June Porter. Cown. Paula Hope said she couldn't support opening the road allowance at the expense of the trail access point. "Our trails and our entrances to our trails are precious to us," she said. Colin Travis, a planning consultant for the property owners, Joe and Linda Elms, was unable to attend the meeting and said he couldn't comment on council's decision. "I have read the staff report. I have yet to review council's decision with my client," Travis said in an email.